we weren't in Bundoran specifically to do Waterworld. We were actually in Sligo looking at a really old abandoned picture house. So we drove over 2.5 hours to Sligo to do that. And it turned out that from the back it looked like it was stripped and all burnt out. So because we had drove 2.5 hours, you know, I thought I have to give my page some sort of, you know, activity. Because we sort of make it a big thing where we explore at the same day every week, you know, so all the fans are waiting. So then I thought, oh, well, I actually did an old hotel in Bundoran a couple of months ago. I'm not sure the name of it, but it's directly in front of Bundoran. And I thought, well, what we could do is we go and live stream us exploring in there if we can still get in. You know, so it means it's not like a wasted day and trip. It's only 35 minutes away from the cinema. So let's go and do a live stream in there. So we got to Bundoran and we parked the car at the car park behind the hotel we were going to explore, which is the car park in front of the Waterworld. And we seen the construction fences and we thought, you know, it's no way it's closed down. It's always so busy. So we Googled it and it says that it was under renovation. So obviously because us, you know, we're curious about everything. We walk around it for a nosy. Now the cameras will see us. We walk around it just for nosy. When we happen to notice around the back, one of the doors was completely off. It was like a double door was completely just on the ground. So we thought, you know, curiosity, we'll go have a look. We jumped over the gate. We went in, had a look. It actually, that one itself never led to anywhere, but the one beside it was just open, unlocked. So there was a wooden door that was open and unlocked, and then there was a door behind it as well that was unlocked. You just open it with a handle, and that took you straight into Waterworld. And then obviously we only stayed for about maybe 10 minutes, if you can see on the YouTube video, but we just sort of had a walk around, you know, and then we left, really. But no, Waterworld was actually, it wasn't the plan. We had never even, you know, it wasn't even in our head the whole day, just until we got to that hotel and seen it.
Jamie, how would you respond to some people that are suggesting that this is trespassing?
I mean, the trespassing we always get, we always have to accept it because we know anywhere we go, even if it's abandoned, we know it's still trespassing. So we always know that we are trespassing no matter what, which we accept. But it's the breaking in rumours that we don't appreciate, because if you've been a fan of our page or if you've watched us, we've been exploring for 3 years and we've explored some of the most amazing places, not even in Ireland, you know, around the world. And if you've been a fan of our pages and you walk our page, you will see, even if you watch the live streams, that we have the utmost respect for anywhere we go into, whether it be 20 years abandoned, completely trashed, or only freshly abandoned. You know, we walk around, we have a look, we show the followers, and then we leave. You know, that's what's annoying about it. How people just can't, you know, believe that there was such an easy way in. You know, we broke in, we did this, we did that, when really we have the utmost respect for a lot of places. And as well, like, we're not here to anger the public or, you know, to sort of say, like, annoy people. Like, there's been at least 2 or 3 hospitals in Ireland itself that we have exposed, you know, because they have left, you know, patient records and all this sort of thing. So, like, a lot of good has came from it. But, yeah.
As a final point, Jamie, we've spoken to the manager of Waterworld, and I suppose, mm-hmm. you will be, you know, working alongside Waterworld too, as, you know.
Yeah.
In relation to this.
Yeah, it's like anywhere, you know. If anyone has an issue, you know, you could just message us and we're more than happy to help, you know, like, we're not, you know, going against these places or being, you know, sort of like against them. We're here to help. But at the end of the day, the doors were laying open. So, you know, they can point blame on us as much as they want. But at the end of the day, instead of pointing the blame on us and coming at us, which obviously, you know, they're going to because they're probably going to be quite mad, you know, they sort of need to look at themselves as well. Because the door we get in around the back was open. There was windows open around the front as well, which we noticed when we got inside, you know. And it could have been a lot worse, you know, like we had no bad intentions. We were just going in for just a nosy. But, you know, it could have been anyone there.